As the polls continue to go south on health care reform, Democrats and their supporters are beginning a counteroffensive that includes holding more than 500 events between now and September 8th, when Congress returns back from their summer break. Politico reports that the Democratic National Committee and its grassroots arm, Organizing for America, are helping to organize the effort, along with the Health Care for America Now, a group pushing to create government-run insurance. One such event takes place this Saturday in Orlando.
This Saturday in Orlando, HCAN, Healthcare for America Now, and all of the coalition partners are hosting a rally for healthcare reform in which the entire state is invited to participate in, and buses will be available pretty much throughout the entire state.
Okay, so listeners in the Tampa Bay area could catch a bus to go to the event.
Definitely. We are meeting at the Teamsters Union in Tampa, and if people are interested in hopping on that bus and reserving a ticket, which tickets are required to attend this event, if people are interested in reserving a spot on the bus or even reserving a ticket for the event, they can contact me. My name is Jessica, and my email is jessica@fcan.org, or you can call my cell at 813-943-3477.
Okay, Jessica, now it was reported in the last 24 hours or so that the DNC, as well as Organizing for America and HCAN, Healthcare for America Now, will be hosting hundreds of events in the next couple of weeks leading up to Congress returning back to Washington regarding healthcare events. Will you be involved, FCAN, and be involved with any other events happening in the next couple of weeks?
We are working on planning a candlelight vigil with Move On, so more details will be released on that, as well as a fact forum that will be hosted in Tampa.
Jessica Pemble is with FCAN, the Florida Consumer Action Network. Meanwhile, Organizing for America, or OFA, opened up a new office in Tampa's Ybor City Monday night, which, according to John Bavona, Florida State Field Director for OFA, is the first of its kind in the country.
We had a good number of folks come out and just learn about how they can get involved with Organizing for America, and also learn how they could make a difference in their local communities, organizing around the president's principles for health insurance reform.
What can you tell people how to get involved with the healthcare issue, which is really broiling right now?
Sure. Well, the best way to get involved is by visiting our website. It's my.barackobama.com/healthcare. And folks can find local events that are going on in their area by visiting that website. And they can also find other ways that they can get involved right from home. You can make phone calls from home. You can print out lists to talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, and also tons of other tools online that they can use to organize. You can also visit, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, you can also visit our office that just opened tonight. It's in Ybor City, 1702 14th Street.
What would the hours be at this place?
We'll be here anytime, anytime from 9 a.m. Until around 9:30 p.m. So we will we'll definitely be here. You stop by and learn how you can get involved in your community.
Will you start calling people up? I know during the campaign a year ago, of course, it was organized to get people to go out and vote. You know, you want to get the information out about the healthcare proposals that are out there. Is that something you're going to be doing here at this office?
Sure. Folks can stop by the office to phone bank. It's something that we've been doing across the state for the past couple of months, contacting Floridians, letting them know why health insurance reform is important, and just letting them know how they can get involved. And folks can stop by the office as well and come in and make phone calls. They can also go to the website, my.barackobama.com, and print out a list. They can make phone calls right from home as well. So,
John, there's been talk as this healthcare issue has percolated throughout August, and how seemingly the critics of healthcare reform have been getting maybe the dominant hand for a little bit here. There was an article in the New York Times about 9 days ago or so saying, you know, Organizing for America, it's been pretty quiet. Is it harder to get people going for an issue like healthcare versus getting a man like Barack Obama elected president in the first place?
You know, I think that issue organizing is a little different, but one thing that we've seen across the state of Florida is that there are thousands of volunteers that are active, willing to be a part of this organization, contacting their friends, contacting their neighbors, contacting their family members, literally people making phone calls every day, getting folks to sign on to the president's declaration for the three principles for health insurance reform. Folks are active across the state, so we found that, you know, we're focused on making sure that we're bringing the conversation to kitchen tables and front porches across the state of Florida. Might not necessarily get as much media attention as some of the stuff that's been in the news about protests at town halls and other things, but we're focused on making sure that we're taking the conversation out of Washington, D.C. and onto front porches and kitchen tables across the state of Florida and we think that'll make the difference.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because that has been the big story. And here in Tampa, we had an incident a couple weeks ago, Congresswoman Kathy Castor's office, that has dominated. And as you know, the critics of healthcare reform have come out, organized or not, made their voices known, seemingly shifting the debate around a little bit. So do you feel like you need to get the debate shifted back over to why we need to get healthcare reform in this country?
I think folks have a good understanding of why we need health insurance reform. I think that people deal with it on a daily basis. You know, they're getting dropped because they are have a pre-existing condition, or they're not able to get coverage because of other reasons, or they lose their job and they also lose their health insurance. And I think folks have a good understanding of that. So again, we're really focused on making sure that we're bringing the conversations to people across the state of Florida, and just making sure that we're highlighting the need for health insurance reform, and you know, really making sure that we are taking this conversation to the streets.